Blog Talk Radio.
Is that everybody?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
as we develop. All right, Shabbat Shalom, Israel, and let me also say Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Lord.
I would like to say that we made it through a dead season.
Come on.
Starting a new year now. But we have not yet taken the Passover.
All right, sir. Yes, sir.
To actually officially get going.
Yes, sir.
If you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you right now, man, that's Hasatan. Boy, he's taking it all the way to the Y this season. Man, some of the stuff. I got to sit down and talk to all y'all brothers about some of the stuff that's been going on in dead season. And I'm going to drop names, too, behind the scenes, let y'all know. Because, you know, in Israel, we got to keep it in Israel. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
But it's the same thing. Ain't nothing but the devil. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And there's only going to be few that are going to be saved. Just a few.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I'd like to thank each and every last one of you being here tonight. I know that y'all enjoyed the midweek show that we did Ask the Elect. Ask the Elect. That's bi-weekly. That means the next time that the show is going to go forth is more likely going to be on the April the 5th. And, of course, a lot of Israelites are going to be here, so we may do it in the tabernacle or the fellowship hall or something like that. And, of course, what we're doing on that show is, since we can't get people to sit down across the table from us, face us with their allegations, their assertions, you know what I mean, their assumptions, their accusations, you understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And it seems to be an epidemic in this generation, too.
Yeah.
It's really a feminine quality, because, you know, women, they like talk. They, now, don't get me wrong. They'll start talking about each other once they lose self-control. But behind the scenes, they can't stop talking about each other. They need to. I would hate to have to say that somebody would have to end up going to hell because you're a tail-bearer.
Mm.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Or a busybody.
Mm.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
It would be a sad thing to be in Israel and to have all these warnings set before us, and you end up going here because that unruly evil, that full of deadly poison, that tongue you cannot tame, cannot control, and won't even let the Holy Spirit control it. A sad situation there. But people really, I listened to that broadcast probably about 3-4 times since we broadcasted. And all of Israel enjoyed it. Hallelujah. Appreciate all y'all the donations. Bless your Pastor Muir, Straightway, Indiana, from the family to our family. Bless you all, the righteousness of Yisrael. You know, y'all really, truly don't know how important y'all donations are in order for the sustaining of this particular work of the ministry. The book says money answers all things. And yeah, money do answer all things. So we got Ask the Elect on Hold Fast Wednesdays. That's a good name. Hold Fast Wednesdays. And I tell you, man, Brother Steve come up with some stuff, though. Don't he? Wasn't that a good, good banner? Well, we got a few announcements we need to make here before we get going here. And we know that the Passover is coming up. And, man, I'll have to figure out a way to cool this room out because we are in the 60s now. At night, which is, you know, that means the trees are going to start blooming. Everything's going to start really coming out now. You know, we know stuff like that because we're an agricultural people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you want to hit that door on, get some cold air. Everyone keep cold air. That was our cool-off room in the wintertime, too, isn't it, something? We know that unleavened bread, Passover, starts, and I'm going to use terms so everybody understood, easy for them to understand why we're in this captivity. Monday night, April the 3rd. Monday night, April the 3rd. Second day night for us, who are Israelites and understand the calendar that the Most High God has given us. Monday night, April 3rd. Has anybody got any answer from me from Monkey Bastard? But anyway, it's Yah's Passover. Then immediately out there, we go off into unleavened bread. Now, if you're going to be here with us throughout unleavened bread, that's all the way up to the next Monday, the 10th. If you want to be here with us, make sure that you bring plenty of snacks for your children. But remember, we're not eating anything that has leaven in it. We just don't do that. You know, we're not Christians. And boy, out there, we're going to get in that a little bit tonight, too. But don't that make sense when I make statements like that, though? What can you do about statements like that when I said, show me some instructions in there for Christians? And if there ain't no instructions in there for Christians, then why are you using our Bible?
It's true.
Huh?
Definitely. Very true.
Here's how we answer that guy, the church fathers. Like, who are these nameless, faithless people? Blessing, Ranger, blessing. Shalom, pastor, elders, teachers, and deacons. Glory to the King. Glad to have you here. You understand me? Who are these nameless, faithless people? And they ain't written about it in the faith chapter. Sorry, I don't give a damn about no church father. I don't give a damn about your sacraments. All this other stuff that ain't even written in the book. We Israel.
Yeah.
And the real Israel at that. Yeah. You know, today, you notice that now the Jewish people, we can't be ignored no more, so now they got to come out. Let me get through these announcements real quick. Stay the course here. Now, some of you have already got time for tents set up and stuff, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is still in the rainy season. So you better make sure you bring some waterproof. You waterproof yourself because you can sleep pretty miserable being wet. Now, I'm an old soldier. We didn't have any tents any damn way. We just pulled up next to a tree, had a damn park on top of it, and it just rained on us. We still slept. Because you get so tired, you're going to sleep. You don't care what condition you're going to sleep. But you don't have to do that. So prepare yourself so you can enjoy. It sure is nice. I'm actually thinking about putting my tent up. Because sleeping outside in them cool nights, and if the rain ever hits that tent,
yeah.
Man, people just don't know. They don't know how good it is. But anyway, don't get to bring snacks for the children, too. Now, we do serve breakfast and dinner here, and it's some really good meals. Really good meals. If you're going to be doing a class during unleavened bread, you need to send an email to straightwaytruthministry@gmail. Let us know who you are, the title of your class, and then we'll get a slot for you on orientation. When we do orientation, which orientation is going to be Sunday, probably about 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll do orientation and go over the do's and the don'ts and all that other good stuff. Also, now, we're going to try this again, okay? We're going to try, listen to me very closely. If you want to donate by Cash App, I'm asking, bless your sister, Yakana. Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd, double honor and blessings. Bless all of Straightway Family, House of Brother Jason. Glory to the King. Thank you for your offer, my sister, my brother. Hallelujah. Now, if you're going to donate by Cash App, we have a ministry Cash App, at least we think we do, set up. It's $ Straightway Ministry. That's the Cash App. Or I think you can look up straightwaytruthministry@gmail.com. Either way, you'll figure it out. If it doesn't work or if you get kicked back, just go ahead and default back over to the pastor dial. Hopefully we'll get all these glitches out and stuff. But if you know what the government's doing right, they got to make sure they get the money. You know, it's amazing. The First Amendment say the church is supposed to be exempt from all this stuff. And, you know, I mean, you just got to fight for it. You got to fight for it. I hate giving the government anything. I told you they don't produce nothing, they just take. We usually hear on Shabbat evenings because not only do we get fed spiritually, but, you know, we constantly in this ministry have the word before our eyes. When you think about we kick it off on the Sabbath with Blog Talk Radio, and then we have Shabbat service, then we have the elders the next day. Then we turn around and you have Elder Kabir and them. They make videos time. You got a Ranger and them on there. Saints Living United on Patreon. And then you got the Lions Den.
Come on, Chef.
Every 4 day. Then we have the Sisters and Sisters broadcast.
Yes,
look,
sir.
I really truly don't. You know, I can tell the reason why some of you out there are sinning because you ain't connected. You ain't connected.
Not true.
Because with all of the stuff we got going on, that's not including Patreon and YouTube and then Marco Polo's and fellowship. Man, we do a lot of fellowship. And we can see the reason why there's some of you are succumbing to the enemy. And bless you, Brother Shannon and Sister Soon, for your offering today, too.
Hallelujah.
Y'all folk are a mess out there. The book says you got to keep yourself in the love of Yahweh.
Come on, Chef. Come on.
Now, believe me, y'all hear me say it. If I said it once, I said it 1,000 times. I'm under no illusion. There's going to be a lot of brothers that's going to bust hell wide open. There's going to be a lot of sisters bust hell wide open. There's going to be a lot of wives, a lot of concubines, a lot of husbands, a lot of children. They're going to go to hell. The warnings of the book is not written to the world. The instructions of the book is not written to the world. It's written to us, Israel. Now, let me define Israel, because a lot of people don't want to define Israel. All right, see, first we have the natural branches, and then after that, we have the branches of the adoption. And the reason why we're in the adoption and pertaining to the adoption is because the blood of Messiah, when he died on the tree, and he reconciled us back to the Father.
Yes, sir.
And so when a lot of people still want to try to cater to the flesh out of which we've been scattered into every nation and been intermingled all over the place. Nothing divided about your place. Y'all know them that are his.
Yes, sir.
And how we define that according to the word is you must be born again. And if you're born of the water and of the spirit, we're not ignoring history, not whatsoever at all, but you still must be born again.
Yes, sir.
Johanna the Baptist didn't come and just say that for his health. He didn't point out who the Lamb of Yah was.
Yeah.
He, for no reason. There was a reason for everything.
Yes,
and if you understood the feast days rather than these hella days and holidays, you will see the importance of the reason why you need to be born again and why the feast day of Pentecost even came in the first place. This is not something that's marked down on the calendar. Something happened. Something happened on that day in the wilderness. Something happened on that day when he ascended up into Shemayim and he told them, you go to Jerusalem and tarry. You wait for the promise of the Father. Most people ignore that. The Israelite camps ignore that. The Christians ignore that. Muslims ignore that. And I don't understand, how do you ignore that? I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I really, you don't. But hey, as long as we're not ignoring it.
Come on, hallelujah.
Thank you, my brother Charles. $200. Shabbat shalom. This is one hell of a dead seat. You better believe it. Looking forward to being there on Passover. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Bless you all. But I tell you, the last thing I would want to do, especially with the comprehension, the understanding that we have, is to let the breath go out of my body and not be filled with the Holy Spirit. Last thing.
Yes, sir.
That'll be a wasted life. That's a wasted life. That's a wasted life. So we hope, and listen, when you're coming in driving, drive slow on this road up here because there's going to be a lot of traffic.
Yes, sir.
Do not drive on the neighbor's land. Don't pull up in their driveways. We got plenty of places to actually pull up and turn around. Now, listen, you know I'm going to go through my spiel about lazy Americans. See, most of y'all used to getting up in the morning. The most steps you take is in the house. Then you take a step from the house to the vehicle. Then you get in these stores and get on the go-karts. And then you shop in the stores, and then you go back, you walk to your car, you're back in the house again. And you really have went nowhere throughout the day. You have done no steps. You've done nothing. Are you following? So, listen. It's not required that you walk the hill, but boy, you should. This hill right here will tell you something about yourself. And mind you, we still. How old is Mother Lillian? Is she 88 or 87?
87.
And Mother Lillian is 87 years old. Can somebody say 87 years old? 87 years old. Can somebody say 87 years old?
87 years old.
87 years old, and besides the Shabbat, she walks that hill every day. 87 years old. She walks that hill every day. I told her today at the dinner table, as we broke bread, I said, you know, when your time is up, I said, I'm going to put a plaque probably at the top of the hill and the bottom of the hill. So it'll give somebody out here something to strive for.
Yes, sir.
Because she does it.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
She does it. Y'all see me show her on video.
Yeah.
She does it. I told her I'm proud of her for upholding the standard because she's proving my theory right. Keep moving.
Yeah.
Keep moving. Keep moving. Glory to the King. Well, today we're going to call this particular broadcast a reaction to reaction. A reaction to reaction. There's a cat out there by the name of Vocab Malone. I'm beginning to wonder about this cat. Because every time you turn around, he makes a video and he Pastor Charles out. He's got my name in. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't care. My name is in pretense, in truth, whatever it is. I'm just glad my name is getting out there. But it does make me, I just wonder, man, does this guy got a fetish with me or something? Is he part of that transformation church that Teacher Shane talked about? Because when you got somebody give you that much attention, something's wrong. I ain't giving no man that kind of shit. None. This guy's got, I already know, I know that we're giving all the pagan, satanic Christians something to think about. And they're probably trying to do everything they can to stop the bloodletting because you get on his internet and see them churches are, they're emptying. They're emptying left and right. But this all be interesting. So what we're going to do is we're going to be answering and we're going to spend some time. You need a pen and you need a sheet of paper. And see, this is what these Christian so-called quote-unquote apologists do. They know that 99% of you do not know what the word says, the scripture says. So they insert and they point fingers. The whole idea of pointing fingers is so that you don't get the attention put on you. So if you keep on pointing fingers, as cardinal as this world is, they always look to where the finger is being pointed. For some reason, man, we love accusations. Very few people are intelligent enough. I had somebody send me a book today. Do y'all know what that thing is? Somebody sent me a book today and said, Pastor Dow, your name is, I think, way up there on the list for hated or bad man. And he says, if it's on Google as hated or bad man, he says, you're a friend of mine. Then he signed the book and sent it to me. Now watch this. Let me shock y'all for a second. Jesus said, You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. I'm not hated because I do things to people.
Right.
I don't do nothing to people. As a matter of fact, Vocab Malone, Israelite Camps, whoever it is, they have not done even a tenth of what I've done for my people, Yah's people.
Right. True.
And even in that, I say all praise to the Most High.
All praise to the Most High.
They haven't done a tenth.
Yep.
Not even a tenth. They can't even hold my jockstrap.
That's the first.
They can't do it. And most of you, it's easy for you to believe them because you're conditioned after their philosophy. You function after the same way. They never answer our questions. But they always like putting assertions and they twist intent. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get into this without further ado, because we don't waste no more time, because we got a lot of Bible thumping to do in here. And we hope that y'all ready. And we're going to get up here, and we're going to put it down. He had a 17-minute video. Check this out. With a high school coach. Now, what the hell does a high school coach have to do with answering about Pastor Dow? Now, I will say this, that the high school coach at times did exercise some form of self-autonomy. But he can only answer if he's going to be, based on the spin that Malone puts on it. Because this book, he's a viper, right? Not only that, we'll get to the scripture. He's a hypocritical mocker. We're just going to be true. But we're going to do what they don't do. We're going to come from the book as usual. Y'all notice that whenever they're over there on Fearless, nobody ever give you a description.
Right.
It's all what they say.
Right.
You remember that fat white guy? Can you show us any scripture on showing the first day? We yell, yes! No, you can't. We just proved to you you can't, you damn liar. See, and then people get offended at me because I call them a damn liar. Last time that I checked, Jesus wasn't too kind. I want you all, if y'all think Paul says, though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. If y'all think that I'm off, y'all go over there and read John the 8th chapter and see how Jesus came at the Pharisees.
Yep.
And see how Paul in the book of Acts, you child of the devil.
Yep. Yes, sir.
See, y'all don't like, y'all assault with this effeminate generation today to where, you want people to respect you in rebellion.
Mm.
Don't fly over here. So what we are doing now is, since we can't get people in front of us to speak with us, we're going to do our own reactions whenever you use our interviews.
That's good.
And we're going to go out here and tap all the falsehoods.
Yes, sir.
And we're just going to let this Bible just run all over. So therefore, the people, when they hear, even if they don't, if they're not fond of us, the one thing they can't deny is that we've been with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Because while everybody else is giving you their opinion, misquoting, misrepresenting scripture, we're giving it to you in context, and not only are we telling you to have it with you and make sure that you read along, write it down, meditate on it, read before and read after, so you'll know who's telling the lie.
Yes,
mm-hmm. But if you don't care about truth, so we're men of truth.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
If you don't care about truth, we understand the condition you're in. I know the reason why a lot of people do not come to truth today and repent, because they have too much to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that, because I gave up everything.
Wow.
I gave up all. Everything. Everything. And I watched y'all build us up.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Did not?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. He said, prove me. Most people can't prove me.
Man, come on.
They don't even know what proving is.
Come on.
So you got all these people judging the people who's living the book, which I don't even let their judgment even hit me hard.
Yes,
but I got to answer a fool according to folly.
Yes, sir.
got to do that now. Hallelujah. All right, so, Michael Israel, we're going to go ahead and start off. At as soon as they start the broadcast, let's go ahead and start off there. And let's do the first time step. And make sure your volume is up. Come on with it. Y'all listen closely. There's no sound. Don't hear anything? There's a, they just created this thing, and it's acting up. Let me try it like this. Hold on. I'm going to just turn it up on mine. Let me know if you can hear it. It might be quiet. Yeah, we're going to start. Hey, Mike Israel, you need to start doing all of this from your desktop.
Okay. All right, let's see if this works.
It's ringing again, too. Y'all bear with us. Do I need to take a break for a second?
Different way.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm going to do it a different way.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
We're going to go.
We're gonna go.
Is this on my phone?
On my phone?
No, that's from his ear.
All right. Well, anyway, what we're going to do is he's got this high school football coach that's on here answering questions about me, and neither one of them know me. All right, Father, let me know when you're ready, Brother Israel, because we really need to get this broadcast going. I hear that ringing in the background, too.
All right, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm gonna just I'm gonna play the audio.
I mean, I can actually pull it up on my desktop and put the phone around to it or something.
Okay, if you could do that,
I'm just afraid that this camera's gonna disconnect.
Does somebody use somebody else's cell phone?
I got my own cell phone here, then.
Yeah, they just did an upgrade to this thing today.
Y'all gotta have this together before we get started. I gotta find a video now. We start off from the very beginning. I'll be right here. Hold on. And y'all let me know, my son is over here, ready to, you see, he's getting after it, can't you? No, he is getting after it, ain't he?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so, I apologize, brothers and sisters, for the delay and the not being prepared here. All right, let me cut this up.
So this is a Hebrew Israelite church, and this is...
Y'all let me know if y'all can hear, okay?
...interview when he was on Jason Whitlock's program. He followed it up by being interviewed by the Hebrew Israelite, promoting some Nation of Islam stuff that most people would consider anti-Semitic. But here, let's listen to this. I do have it sped up a little bit, so it's going to be kind of quick.
Y'all remember the minister Louis Barakhan? You remember him? Louis Barakhan and the Nation of Islam set out to actually do a historical search and research of the transatlantic slave trade. And not only that, who really truly was in charge of all this stuff that has been going on, all these atrocities and stuff? Who has literally been the hand?
Notice he has said all these atrocities. So more than just the transatlantic slave trade. What else? I don't here, but this is anti-Semitic tropes where you basically lay a lot of the world's evils at the foot of Jewish people. And so this is important for Israelites to do.
Okay, so y'all hear the allegation, right? Just because we bring up the truth of history and we use some supporting documents right here, all of a sudden we're anti-Semitic. And we answer that, of course, as Israel, is how can we be anti-Semitic when we are Semitic? It makes no sense. It's nonsensical. I will be against myself to actually be anti-Semitic.
True.
If you understand. It makes no sense whatsoever to me at all. But that's what they assert, though, if you understand what I mean. He asserts that. That we are anti-Semitic. Now, first of all, I don't know who fancy these people made themselves our judges or whatever it is, but you're going to hear the gross misrepresentation and the distortion in their voice. And if y'all, if it's still coming in good enough for y'all to hear, please let me know, okay? So now what we're going to do is instead of spend a whole bunch of time on this, because truth is, who cares what a football coach says? And you know the reason why they always use Pastor Charles Dow name up there in the front, right? Because that's what gets you, yeah, clickbait there, all right? So what we're going to do, and I'll write this down so I know where to stop at, we're going to go to the timestamp here, and we're going to show y'all the visceral hatred that they actually have for us. Head up here to 2. All right. Y'all listen to this.
Is it here? Sure. That's the Bible? So much? Those are both produced by the Nation of Islam.
Okay.
And James Yee asks, is that an AR-15? Dow's big on Second Amendment issues. He's big on that. So part of what you get is go straight away is weapons training. I, by the way, I'm not joking. That's part of what you're taught as well. So, yeah, those are written by the Nation of Islam. And it's basically saying that Jewish people have had it out for black people, and here's the evidence. So that's what he's saying there. Have you ever done much with Nation of Islam?
No.
Were they ever very prominent on the South Side?
Yes. I heard about it. I feel, and I don't want to misquote. I really feel.
Okay. So the one thing that they make and they bring attention to is the AR-15s up here. Now, I did send Michael Israel a bunch of pictures, and which you can see right here. And, you know, I don't understand why they're against us as AR-15s, because if you look, what we're doing is obeying what Jesus said. Now, get Luke 22, start at verse 36, teach. And when you see these videos, these pictures up here, you'll see myself, you see the brethren in the mud training. It makes no difference if it's raining. If it ain't raining, it ain't training. But for some reason, these city dwellers who love living in this cesspool of hell, this stairway living, keep running those pictures there for a second. For some reason, these damn city dwellers, that's one of our top trainers right there, they like pointing out stuff to us, making a mockery. Now, why wouldn't I have an AR-15 since I'm a veteran right there? You understand what I mean? That's a young Pastor Dow right there. So why wouldn't I have an AR-15? Why wouldn't I have weapons in the first place? And what is wrong with it, if you understand what I mean? But Jesus said, and mind you, this is the same God who's a God of war. Jesus said in Luke 22:36, read.
This said he unto them.
What did he say unto them?
But now, he that has a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one.
So if you don't have a sword, you're supposed to sell your garment and do what? Go buy one. So what's the issue? Because we have AR-15s. And then, of course, they levy charges later on, talking about we drive trucks. Yeah, they're a hell of a lot more convenient than cars. We got cars, too, now. But, you know, it's just nonsensical little childish stuff. You know what I mean? I think it's like one of those demonic imps, if you understand me.
Yes, sir.
And if you're agriculture, you'll see the reason why we got trucks. There ain't too many farmers around here in a natural state of things. All of them are Christians. You go, you pull up in these little mom and pop churches up here, you'd be fortunate to see a car in the parking lot.
True.
That's because they know how to eat and know how to survive. Y'all have to depend on trucks running back and forth to the stores. And that's the thing I get on with Israelites. People are hollering and screaming at the Israel, and yet they're not an agricultural people. They never caught one fish. They never killed one deer. Never been turkey hunting. Never put any food on the table themselves. Don't know how to field dress. None of this stuff. They simply just don't know how to do. Now, also what I checked in the history of Israel, Israel used to have standing armies. With what we can see clearly getting ready to come down the pipe, you better be trained on some weapons.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got to worry about the foreign enemies. This is domestic enemies. I'm serious, because there are people that hate you and think and would try to kill you, what the book says, and thinking they're doing God a service.
Right.
I'm going to help them meet their God. See, but this is the effeminate, soft nature of this culture, this generation we live in. It's just another subtle form way to mock masculinity and men who are masculine and men who actually do what the Bible says.
That's it.
That's all it is. And so fools make a mock at sin.
Yes, sir.
And teach y'all what I put down there. Get out of Psalms 35, verse 15, and read that verse real quick. Before we go on, I'm going to show y'all exactly what and who Vocab Malone is. When you have it, go ahead and read.
But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yeah, the objects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers in feast, they gnashed upon me with their teeth.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
With hypocritical mockers, they gnashed on me with their teeth. Anyway, that's exactly what he is, a hypocritical mocker that gnashes on you with teeth. Let's go to the next sound by here. We're going to get it cranked up here for a second. You're going to see this in a second, all right? All right. So here's the next one is basically what do they think? Let me make sure I get this right. What do they think of Pastor Dow here? Yep, here it is. And, of course, I don't care what they think. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Let me break down what I said a few Sabbaths ago. Now, I love my wife, Mother Carol.
Yeah.
Are you following me? Mother Carol is deserving of her place, position, and because she's been with me ever since I was a teenager.
Yes, sir.
I think I met her when I was either 15 or 16 years old.
Wow.
And she's still here.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Praise
God. She's still here.
Yeah.
That's what you call faithfulness.
Yes. Yes.
Are you following?
Definitely.
And Mother Carol, when she got filled with the Holy Spirit, boy, she put down that rebellious Jezebel spirit.
Hallelujah.
She did. Now, she still has some remnants of it that will rise up every now and then, like all people do. We, even us, have issues and stuff.
Yes, come on, Jeff. True.
We ain't got it all together.
That's real. That's real. Yeah.
But I can say that she is faithful.
Yes.
In being a good wife. Ooh. To me. She makes sure she does her role.
Right.
She's not trying to add any sorrow, any heartache, or any pain.
Yeah.
To me whatsoever at all.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Now, I made a statement in Shabbat service, and I said, if I listen to what Mother Carol has said years and years ago, we wouldn't be here today in this ministry. Did y'all hear what I said?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Because she told me a few times what she wasn't going to do.
Mm.
And I gave her the same answer I give her and everybody today. You ain't the man of Yah. You ain't about to tell me what to do. And if you don't like it, hit the road.
Yes, sir.
And mind you, when I was talking like that then, I didn't have shit. Because I forsake it all.
Yes, sir.
I was on my way to forsake it all.
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So regardless of what people may think, she's a special kind of woman.
Yes, sir.
She overcame her Jezebel wicked self.
Come on.
And still stuck by me. I want y'all women to listen to me again.
Yeah, come on. Yes, sir.
Want y'all listen to me. That's why I don't receive instruction from women. I don't. Ain't none of them going to tell me what to do because y'all know what the hell they doing.
Hallelujah.
I'm the man of y'all that leading this whole ministry.
Hallelujah. I mean.
Ain't nobody here to listen to an old man coached by a woman.
Ooh. Truth.
Y'all better, y'all husband better get this too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Take it
real.
Take it. It's real. Jot it down.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. The next time stamp is what do you think of Dow? Look at this.
Well, let's do some interaction with some more clips from Dow. What do you think of Dow versus the other guy?
And that's what I'm going to ask. Have you seen much of Dow? It seems as, for lack of a better word, aggressive as a previous dude, seeing as far as interacting with people?
They don't do street teaching.
Okay, so anybody who's got his ear shot.
First of all, I'd like to know, how does he know we don't do street teaching? Every time I go out, I meet somebody. Y'all see that video I put on Patreon that had that woman up there next to me? Y'all ain't never seen that woman. That woman is a woman that recognized me in the airport in Miami. Mm. And another one recognized me, I believe, at the airport in Puerto Rico. Can I take a picture with you, Pastor Val? My husband would be excited to see this. Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
I'll be excited, and I'll be preaching. How do you know we out on the street? We ain't at home.
Right.
How do you think people get to this ministry?
Come on, Chef. Come on.
A lot of people come by word of mouth.
That's true.
Because they don't watch my videos.
Mm-hmm.
See, they, because we ain't out on the street corner.
Yeah.
Mm. Breaking the Sabbath.
Right.
Right. You don't even do street preaching. Even people say that because they don't do street preaching. What the? Boy, anyway, as the beat goes on, let's go on in. Look here.
Yes, and he actually probably would bring that up. In fact, he has a community in rural Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
And you can go to choose to live there. It's kind of communal living.
Uh-oh. See, he acts like he's a subject matter expert, don't he?
Oh.
You got a rural community, and we got a community in rural Tennessee, and you can go choose to live there. No, you can't.
No.
You can't choose to come and live here, damn it. See, I mean, so, but who made them be subject matter experts? And we only just don't have one community. We got 14 communities. 12 to 14 communities and numerous of homesteads that are developing, preparing to move to communities. Before 20 and 30, maybe 50 communities across the United States of America and the world. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But see, if people don't know, they just going to assume that this guy's a subject matter expert. At least Jason Whitlock been here.
Right.
Yep. He ain't even been here.
Wow.
And I wouldn't even let him come here and step his foot on our land to defile it.
Exactly.
Them damn satanic feet. Worshiping foreign gods. Yep. Huh? Let's go on here. I got to answer it.
The guys ride pickup trucks.
See?
So they're different than the stereotype a lot of people have with Israelites. And a lot of former NFL players are associated.
There's a lot of different sects.
Hey, they know what he said. So there's a lot of different sects, not more than 40,000 denominations in Christianity.
Right.
That's a lot of sects.
Yeah.
Not all y'all Christian churches out there that handle snakes. They right next door up in Kentucky. Y'all Christians are jacked up, man. And then transform. It's transformation. Just says trans in the name
Oh, yeah, you ain't welcome here.
Yeah,
there you go, oh, Jesus. Boy, please, my spare me, boy. God, thank you, brother. Oh, Jesus. Somebody said, I did some research on him. He's got a wife and three children. So, the Romans had wives, children, and a boyfriend.
Yes, sir.
That was norm in society.
Come on.
Look at the Christian churches now, especially over there with Kirk Franklin and all them, all men. Boy, that's a, they ain't nothing but all houses of irrepute.
Yes, sir.
Disgusting things.
Yes, sir.
Wild beasts, creeping things.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Every single one of them.
Primarily.
So let me, Let's get to the next time stamp. We getting heated up here. Mm-hmm. And we can read some of these scriptures. Is everybody doing all right so far?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to let this one run for a little bit.
I remember, y'all remember the minister, Louis Farrakhan. You remember him?
Well, I remember Farrakhan. And the
nation just going
at people, you know.
He's
a little
bit. And actually practicing what the book says. All of a sudden,
is he talking? Oh, okay.
Demonically in charge and abused people have issue and trouble. And they act.
So here he's actually talking about primarily me and other Christian apologists. He's basically going to say that if you oppose them, it's because it's the devil. So I wanted to play that 30-second clip. Check
and actually practicing what the book says. All of a sudden, these demonically in charge and abused people have issue and trouble. And they act like, and they lay and levy charges against us to say, well, we think we're better than everybody else. No, it's not that we're better than everybody else. We're better than everybody else because the book says we're better than everybody else. Jah says that we're better than everybody else. That's why he chose us as a nation. And when he chose us as a nation to make sure that we are the ones that is the call of Yah, he made sure that he has washed us with his blood, filled us with his Holy Spirit.
So are they better than everyone else, Marvin, or are they not better than everyone else?
Oh, God, sure.
Okay, Marvin made a big mistake. Marvin said we're all of God's children. First of all, who in the hell is Marvin to ask the question, are they better than anyone else? We don't accept the word of man. We accept the word of God. Come on with it. I mean, it's that simple. So let's just start here. Deuteronomy. Chapter 4. Let's read verse 5 through 18. Don't we really get cranked up here? See, they want to get opinions from each other. But we're going to give you what we are saying. Because we are Israel.
Yes.
Real Israel. And that's what they hate today is ugly and claim to our lineage, our culture, our heritage, our nationality.
Yeah.
They hate that.
Yes, sir.
Go on, teach thunder.
Behold,
yep.
I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh my Elohim commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it.
Come out.
Keep, therefore, and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nation.
Come out.
Which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is wise and understanding people.
What kind of nation?
Great.
Nation.
Yes, sir.
Come on. He keeps going out. Come on.
Sure.
Come on.
What nation is there so great?
Yeah.
Who said that? Who said we were great?
Yeah.
Y'all did. Come on.
Who has Yah so nigh unto
him? Wait a minute. Notice, we got a Yah that don't teach us to celebrate Christmas, Easter, and Sunday.
Nope.
Yes, sir.
No pagan, satanic, sun god, Ra.
Come on.
Pagan traditions of men. This is Yah talking about us.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
As Yah are Elohim in all things that we call upon him for.
Keep reading.
And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments, so righteous is all this law which I set before you this day?
Woo-wee. That's what Yah said, right?
Yes,
go to Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Let's see what Yah says. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6.
For you.
For who?
You.
For you what?
Are a holy people.
You are what kind of people?
Holy. Holy.
Now notice who he's talking to, though. Israel. He's not talking to Christians.
No.
I know y'all hate that, yep. But we use it. We're in context.
Right.
But you are holy people. Read on.
For you are holy people on Yahweh, your Elohim.
Come out.
Yahweh, your Elohim, has chosen you.
He's chosen us. For what?
You be a special.
For what kind of people?
Special.
For what kind of people?
Special.
A special people.
Unto himself.
Unto who?
Himself.
Unto himself. So we are a special people.
Yes.
Chosen by Yah, yes. Unto himself. Is that right?
That's
read on.
Above all.
Above. See what I mean? I don't give a damn what the football coach says. Hey, him asking him.
What?
This is what Yah says about it. You are special people.
Man.
A chosen people. Above all people that are what?
Are upon the face of the earth.
There's a lot of people on the face of planet earth.
Praise
that's what Yah said.
Yes.
That's what Yah said.
Wow.
Go to 2nd Esdras.
That's it.
2nd Esdras chapter 6.
Woo!
Start at verse 54 and read down to verse 59.
Yep.
Let Yah speak. Come on. When you have it, read, teach. Man, you can't do nothing about this, man. You can't do nothing about this.
The law and the prophets.
2nd Ezra, chapter 6, starting verse 54.
And after these, Adam also, you made us master of all creatures.
All right.
Of him come we all.
Uh-huh.
And the chosen and the people also whom you have chosen.
Wait. So Yah has chosen a people?
Chosen.
Yah chosen a people.
Yeah.
And it ain't been Christians.
No.
No, it ain't. Come on.
All this have I spoken before you, O Yah, because you made the world for our sake.
Oh, who did make the world for?
All right.
So he told you, we're a special people.
He
said he made the world for our sake. Man, now come on. I think Yah's word is holding more than the football coach.
Oh, yes.
Don't you think he's holding more weight than the football coach?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on. You're the football coach said, oh, we all God's children. We're going to test that folks too. But right now, we're going to establish we are special people.
Yes, sir.
We're above all people.
Yes, sir.
We are chosen people.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
As for the other people, which also came about.
As for the other people, which also came about. So he's been very definitive.
Yeah.
He already talked about us. Now he's talking about everybody else which come to Adam. What did he say?
You have said that they are nothing.
They are what?
Nothing.
They are what?
Nothing.
That means you Christians, you Europeans, you Japanese, you Chinese, you Africans, you Arabs, all you other people and stuff who want to continue to hold on to this worldly titles and stuff and worldly genealogies and stuff, you must be born again. But I'm going to tell you right now, keep talking if you want to. And all you damn Americans, you Canadians, you Mexicans, you Hawaiians, and all y'all asses with y'all pride, Puerto Ricans and every damn body else, you Haitians and everybody else, you ain't God's people.
Nope.
As for the other people, and you Christians, damn soul ain't it.
Oh, no.
You Roman Catholics, you Roman Catholicism, Italy, Spain, Portugal, come on. Read on.
But be like unto spit.
The Most High Yah said, all you nations are like spit.
No.
That's what Yah views all y'all nations like. That includes you, Vocabulon.
Mm-hmm.
All you pagan, satanic, sun-worshipping, Christmas tree, Halloween, Easter egg, fertility rite, goddess-serving, and temple of Aphrodite, houses of ill repute.
Yes, sir.
He said, y'all like spit. You like spit.
Read and has likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falls from a vessel.
Come on!
And now, oh y'all, behold, these heathens.
These who?
Heathens.
They are heathens, ain't they?
Yeah.
Hey, look, think about Christianity. They teach against keeping y'all laws, statutes, and commandments. They teach the traditions of men above the commandments of Yah.
Heathens.
Heathens. Vikings. Celts. Wessex. Saxons. Gauls. That's all y'all. Romans. Europeans. Americans. Where in the world did y'all ever give us any instruction to keep Sunday as the Sabbath? When did he repeal ever in his scriptures? See, that's what I'm saying. You got y'all satanic lying sun worshipers using our Bible and deceiving your own people, because that's who you minister to. You're trying to keep your people, who y'all could have ordained to eternal life, from coming into the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. You tell people you ain't got to do it. You ain't under that law. Somebody lying.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody lying. See, but you heathens, you don't want to lie.
Yes,
see, you the special people. We are the
priests. Oh, wait. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
We are the ones that's been chosen.
Yeah.
Generation.
Yeah.
We are holy people.
Yeah.
A peculiar people.
Yes, sir.
That's who we are.
Yes.
He said that himself.
He said it.
So you think we care about what the football coach said? A high school football coach in that? You think we care about what you say? No, you think we care about the questions you ask? No, we just doing this because you use my name.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Which have ever been reputed as nothing?
Mm.
Have begun to be masters over us and to devour us. But we, your people, whom you have called your firstborn.
Didn't he call us his firstborn in Torah?
Yes,
he said, Israel is my son,
yes.
My firstborn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Wow. You are your only begotten and your fervent lover are given into their hands. If the world now be made for our sakes.
We wait for whose sakes?
Our sakes.
Come on.
Why do we not possess an inheritance with the world?
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
How long shall this endure?
Y'all get that, right?
Yes, sir.
So you nations are spit in y'all's eyes. You ain't Israel, you like spittle. You are counted as nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people gonna get offended at this. Deuteronomy 14, verse 2. We still on us. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard what y'all thought about the nations, right?
Yes, sir.
They're what?
Still.
They're nothing.
Yep, big noogie.
Big noogie. Big noogie. Come on. Can y'all hear me in that chat room? Let me know y'all there. Give me a 10 if y'all can hear me now. Hallelujah. Come on.
For you are a holy people unto Yahweh.
Now, let me ask y'all a question. Is he writing that to Israel or is he writing that to Christians?
Israel.
Muslims.
Israel.
Confucius.
Israel.
Buddhism.
Israel.
You see what I mean? So, see, what they hate is that we're fulfilling the prophecies. See, we've been robbed of a knowledge of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We done discontinued from our heritage, like Jeremiah said.
Yes,
now we know who
now,
we are.
Now
they lie. That's that deception that they taught our fathers, our ancestors. It's over with. Game over. Y'all waking his people up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did he say it?
Yes.
Did he say it? Can these dry bones live?
Oh,
can all dry bones live? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We
got
it.
You better believe it. You better believe these dry bones can live. Let me stay the course here because it's so easy.
Yeah.
Or that norm gets the
ball.
Hey,
you
let water break. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Water.
Yeah.
Man, I'm goosebumps.
Yeah.
Woo! Ha! I'm just basking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man.
Woo!
Hold my muse for a second.
Oh, <God.
clears throat> should have been in here. Y'all missed that.
Come on.
Everybody, man, they had so many goosebumps, man. It was coming off our forehead and I had to shh. And I'm still there.
Yes, sir.
Duke, what they talking about now? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
It ain't for you. You can't get this.
That's
serving of a God Almighty.
Ooh, come on.
He said he was going to reveal himself unto us in a manner such a way as not unto the world. Y'all all right, Israel?
Israel, all right?
No, y'all can say hallelujah in that chat room. Glory to the King. What we at, teach?
Still verse 2 of Deuteronomy 14.
Read. Start from the beginning. Deuteronomy 14, verse 2.
For you are a holy people unto Yahweh your Elohim.
Wait a minute. So who are the set apart people?
Israel.
So it's got to be us.
Yes, sir.
He said we're set apart people.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
So we got it because we live set apart.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else talk about set, being
right.
set apart. But we live set apart.
Yes,
so we are set apart.
Yes,
blessed are not to hear what to do.
Come on. And y'all has chosen you.
Wait. Chosen who?
You. Us.
No, he chose the Christians over us. Oh, he chose us. All right. I got another thing, too, to ask y'all while y'all here. Can y'all show me in the whole of the whole entire Bible where there are any instructions given to Christians?
It's not appear.
What are the instructions?
Not really.
Are there any instructions given to Christians?
No, sir.
Can you show me in the Bible where Christians were given commandments?
Nope, sir.
Statutes.
Not here.
Laws.
Not
here. Rules.
No record.
Guidelines.
No record. It is not written.
Then what the hell is this shit? I tell you what it is. Strong delusion.
Ooh.
It's the strong delusion
Ooh.
That they talked about in 2 Thessalonica.
Mm-hmm.
2 Thessalonians. It is the strong delusion. Because these people believe a lie. They don't love the truth. They have pleasure in unrighteousness. Y'all said, you know what? Because they believe this lie, they love this lie, for this cause, I'm going to send them disillusion so that you might be damned. Yah says that in his word through his apostles. Uh-oh. So you can be all religious all you want. The one thing this country has forgot is the fear of Yah. So we are a chosen people to be a what, teacher?
Peculiar people.
Okay, so then watch this one. Read on.
Unto himself.
Unto who?
Himself.
Read on.
Above all nations.
Above all nations. So we're going to believe what Yah said. That's
yes,
it.
Sir.
He already told us we're special people.
Yes, sir.
Above all people.
Yep, sir.
Again, and he keeps telling us again and again. Then he gives us his opinion of the nation.
Yep.
He says, I done chose you above all people.
Right,
you're a special people.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he did. That's what he said, Israel.
Yes, sir.
He said, but the nations, they like nothing. Vocab alone like nothing.
Yes.
All y'all mental sick Christians who don't know a damn thing about the book, you like nothing. You ain't nothing to him. Go to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 17. See, this is what they won't do. They won't let this word do the talking. Come on.
All nations before him are as nothing.
Are as what?
Nothing.
How many times does he have to say that before you're going to believe it? How many times he got to say it? All nations before him are what?
That's nothing.
That means Canadians ain't nothing. Americans ain't nothing. Mexicans ain't nothing. Britons ain't nothing. English. Russia ain't a damn thing. China ain't shit. Germany ain't nothing. Portugal ain't nothing. Spain ain't nothing. Brazil ain't nothing.
Nope.
Australia ain't nothing.
Nope.
Ain't none of y'all damn nations, North Korea, South Korea, all nations, you are nothing. Iraq, Iran, Africa, you ain't shit. You ain't nothing. Did I say something wrong?
No, sir.
Did I say something wrong?
No, sir.
Come on.
And they,
the nations,
are counted to him less.
Less than
nothing.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
So who should I listen to? Should I listen to vocab asking the high school football coach the question and take his opinion? Or should I take y'all's opinion? Which one you think we should do?
Oh.
It's a joke, ain't it? Ain't it a joke?
Yes, sir.
got one more. We're going to keep going here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is he saying they are or they aren't?
Not like he said they. I can't tell if
you're
being sarcastic or not.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being real.
But it's funny. It's just funny because he's like, look, we don't think we're better. The Bible says we're better.
Right.
Did not y'all just prove it?
Yep.
Did not y'all just prove it in his own words?
Yep.
It did not read. Was it not written? Now we look like the damn fool. Now we look like the chaotic insanity fool. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I keep telling y'all, man, when y'all look at the stuff like this, this bizarre behavior is deeply and collectively embedded in the subconscious mind of man. And y'all himself can't even fool it because it's reprobate. They are so arrogant in their Christian theology and apologetics and stuff that they reject y'all. And still think they're going to be accepted by him by rejecting his commandments.
Wow.
Y'all ain't no fool.
No.
Oh, no. Let's go on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you if he was trying to be sarcastic or not with that.
No, he's being serious. He's just saying it's not that we think it. The Bible tells us we're better. He's saying by we Israelites.
Yeah, yeah. And
levy
charges against us to say, well, we think we're better than everybody else. No, it's not that we're better than everybody else. We're better than everybody else because the book says we're better than everybody else.
Or if you believe it and receive it, then you think you're better than everyone else. Oh, yeah.
Right. You damn right. If I believe in receiving, yes.
They
don't think it's true. You just think. No, we know.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Because we believe in
and
receive.
No,
heritage.
This is our heritage.
See, natural retardation, you can't do nothing about.
Yes, sir.
But spiritual retardation, man, that's demonic right there.
Yep.
That's demonic.
Yes, sir.
And so you believe it and you think it. No, we believe it. We know.
Yes,
that's
yes,
a difference.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Are y'all hearing this is real?
Yes, sir.
Hey, truth.
This is like, this stuff reminds me of the Benny Hinn show. Most of y'all don't know who Benny Hinn is. Don't worry about it. This is another generation. I'm so disconnected, man, from the generation. I can remember our generation. Our generation no Benny Hinn. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get it one day anyway.
Partially also it's the bloodline of being an Israelite. Is you're called to special privileges that other people aren't called to.
See, you know that, Adam.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, what are some of those privileges? One, two, or three of them.
Well, you are the one given the law. You're the one that's supposed to keep the covenant.
You're right.
You're the one that God has chosen to, in some way, have authority and leadership in the final days.
Mm.
You're the one who's been the keeper of
yes.
the Bible.
Man!
I mean,
he knows it. He knows. He's not saying vocab, you're right. I never thought I would actually say that. He is actually right.
Wow.
Wow.
He
know us.
He knows.
What is this, man?
Run it back.
Hold on.
You're the one who's supposed to teach the other nation the truth.
Yes.
I mean,
We all been raised in direct 100% rebellion and opposition against Yah.
Mm.
True.
Yes, sir.
How in the hell can we set up there? We got to admit this, man. That's why we had to repent.
Yeah,
I had to repent for keeping Christmas.
Yes, sir.
And Sunday.
Yes, sir.
And Easter.
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's an affront to Holy God.
Yes,
yes.
I had to literally repent
yeah.
in tears.
Yeah.
Celebrating pagan satanic holidays. Why? Just totally 100% ignoring his set apart Moedims, his feast days. See, he's coming from a position where he thinks he knows, but he blind.
Right.
Off of all this point right here. Vocab, you really in trouble. You just got finished breaking down. And you know what he broke down? Everybody want to know what he broke down? Teach of Romans chapter 9.
Man.
Romans chapter 9, Israel. Mm-hmm. Again, let me define Israel again. You must be born again.
Yes.
And you know the reason why we say that, right? Because Yah know them that are his.
Yes.
And everyone that is his, he gives him, give them his spirit.
Yes, sir.
Even the spirit of truth,
yes, yes.
whom the world cannot deceive. I'm going to show you, man. Vocab just broke it down. He broke it down more.
Yeah,
he told that man the truth. He's too busy mocking.
Yeah.
Hypocritical mocking.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize he just told the truth. Romans chapter 9, starting verse 1. Y'all ready, Israel?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
I see the truth, the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Messiah for my brethren, my kin.
For my who?
My brethren.
For my brethren, for my who?
My brethren.
My brethren, my kinsmen, according to the
flesh.
Read on.
Who are Israelites?
For Christians.
Israelites.
For Muslims.
Israelites.
Baptists.
Israelites.
Methodists.
Israelites.
Apostolics.
Israelites.
Pentecostals.
Israelites.
Mormons.
Israelites.
UBC.
Israelites.
First Baptist.
Israelites.
Second Baptist.
Israelites.
Third Baptist.
Israelites.
Roman Catholic.
Israelites.
Methodist.
Israelites.
Episcopalian.
Israelites.
Seventh-day Adventist.
Israelites.
Man, don't talk that mess with me, man. Don't none of them fit in here. Christians.
Israelites.
Oh. Assyrians.
Israelites.
Babylonians.
Israelites.
Greco-Roman.
Israelites.
Greece.
Israelites.
Medes and Persians.
Israelites.
America.
Israelites.
American.
Israelites.
Canadians.
Israelites.
See, I do that just so I can put a defibrillator on y'all mind to get it through that thick head.
Yeah, good. Yep.
Paul said, I wish myself could be a curse for my brother. My kinfolks, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are
Israelites.
Well, here it is. Vocab name, he ran them off. Who what?
We.
Who are Israelites, to whom pertains the adoption.
Whoa.
And the glory.
Whoa. We got to take this now. Hold on. We can't rush.
Come on,
now. We can't rush through this now. We can't rush through this. Because there could be somebody on here brand new ain't never heard this before. They got to hear this.
Yes, sir.
So they know that we know who we are. We know what we talking. When we say we is what we know who we talking to. We know what we're saying.
Yep.
We know we're the sons of Yah.
Yep. Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Indeed.
Galatians. Chapter 4.
Oh.
Verse 4 and 5, teacher.
Come on.
We're on adoption, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Adoption, come on.
But when the fullness of time, when the fullness of the time was come,
uh-huh.
God sent forth his son.
He sent forth what?
His son.
Remember I told you? It's because of his death.
Yes, sir.
He was impaled on a tree.
You said that.
Yes, huh? Sir. Resurrected.
Yep.
Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
He reconciled us
yeah.
back to the Father.
Yeah.
We went exiled the
yeah.
And he reconciled us back to the Father.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And in that, we got adopted right back in.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Come on.
I have to bend.
Yeah.
We some rebellious ass people.
Yeah.
How many captivities is it going to take us before we get it? We had an Egyptian whip on our ass.
Mm-hmm.
We begged to get out. We got out. And then we went right back into the Assyrian captivity. Begged to get out.
Yeah.
Got out. And then went right into the Babylonian captivity. Begged to get out. Got out. Went right into the Medes and Persian captivity.
Yeah.
Begged to get out. Got out, went into the Greco-Roman captivity. Begged to get out. Got out and went into the Trans-Sahara slave trade captivity. Begged to get out. Got out, went into the Britain-American captivity. And we're still under Roman captivity. Even still to this day.
Yep, next.
Say it me now.
Definitely.
I know who I am. I'm a man of God this generation.
Oh, yes.
I know completely who I am.
Hallelujah.
Mock if you want to, but we're going to see.
We're going
to
see. Oh, yes.
We're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians 4, which was it? Verse 4?
Oh, yeah.
Read on. Start at the beginning because I don't want to lose this teach. Galatians 4:4.
But when the fullness of time, was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman.
Come on, Father.
Made under the law.
Verse 5, here we go.
To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive
the what?
The adoption of sons.
And what did a Romans, over here, chapter 4, chapter 9, verse 4 says, who are Israelites who pertain to the adoption?
Mm-hmm.
We retain adoption of something?
Yes,
is that what it says right there?
Yep.
This is what it says, right?
Yep.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse, y'all can chop in a piece of paper. Don't mess this, Israel. You're going to need this. Do not mess this. Pastor Elder Rob, Deacon Samuel, Pastor Corey, Elder Rufus, Elder Kabir, bless y'all. Hallelujah. Don't miss this. It's getting hot in here.
Oh, yeah.
Both natural and spiritual. But it's getting hot in here. Come on.
According as he has chosen us.
Chosen who?
Us.
Chosen who?
Us.
Come on.
In him.
Uh-huh.
Before the foundation of the world.
We've been predestined.
Yes, sir.
To be conformed.
To
the image. Of his dear son. If I should say, I heard somebody say this before, like Yahshua said, there it is again. If I should say that I don't know him, then I'll be a liar like unto you. But I do know him because greater is he that is
in.
Christian apologetics. We're going to teach you the truth.
Yes,
we're going to teach you to the law.
Yes.
And to the testimony.
Yes,
and they don't speak according to this word because there's no light in them at all.
Yes, sir.
No. Mm. 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 Woo. Go on, somebody, I bet y'all wish I was here. Man, I bet y'all was in here. Bet y'all wish I was here feeling all this Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Boy, it is a more than revival. It is truly like fire.
Come on.
Stop it. Oh,
man. Woo, man.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father. You are
welcome. Woo. People don't hear it. They don't get it. They don't get it. Woo.
Father.
What's wrong with them? You don't know.
Don't worry about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't worry about it.
New
mind.
It does quicken off.
Yeah.
Makes a lie, don't it? It's where they're spirit, they are life. They're bringing life.
Yes, sir.
Oh!
Come on, Pat.
See, we get excited because this spirit bear quickens.
Yes. I'm bearing witness right now.
The negative feelings and every damn thing else that the devil does. I think that sometimes, I've talked about this, I know I've talked about this in messages this year. Instead of focusing on the little pieces of shit of negative in our life, why don't we focus on all the good that God's done for
us? Yes, 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 sir.
Come on. Satan get you to focus on
a few damn negative things. Robin, take your damn joy from you. And you forget all the good
on taste and see.
Come on.
That God, you forget all the good, but you want everybody to focus because you damn submit to the devil on this little one good. Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, Steph.
In y'all the good outweighs the bad.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Steph.
Why?
You want me to, man?
Mm-mm. Ooh, Jesus.
We're on the glory, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on, teach.
Truth, I say unto you, you which have followed me.
Mm-hmm.
In the regeneration.
Come on.
When the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory.
So he's talking about in heaven. The glory pertaineth to Shemaim.
Yes.
According to Romans 9, who are Israelites who pertain to adoption, the glory. By the time we get to the covenant, we know the covenant. We got the covenant of the Old and the New Testament. That's the way they define it today. It's already us. Jeremiah 31:31 says he made a covenant with the house of Israel, house of Judah.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 8:8 tells he made a covenant with the house of Israel, house of Judah.
Yes, sir.
We already know what his covenant is with. The glory is with him.
Yes,
we already know.
Yes, sir. Come on, Pastor. Come on.
Ain't no covenant given to Christians. Jesus wasn't no Christian Messiah. He was Israel's Messiah. I have not been sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Come on.
And what they say in Esther, they stop it for a second, read 8:17 and go, come on back. Esther 8:17 and come on back to this. Everybody doing all right?
I feel all right.
We doing all right? I know y'all doing all right. I'm not mad at everybody out there. Y'all doing all right. Because we doing all right up in hell.
Oh, yeah.
We doing really all right up in hell.
Oh, come on. Wow.
I'm glad my name written down.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm glad my name written down. That's 8:17 read, teach.
And in every province, and in every city, whosoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Yehudim had joy and gladness, and a feast and a good day.
Why?
And many of the people of the land became Yehudim.
Stop. Mm. So you can become a Yehudim.
You can. Come on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's why you got to be born again.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know them that he is. He gives his spirit to the ones he know that he
yes,
is.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And once y'all give his spirit, who gives a shit what you say?
Oh, right. I mean.
You can feel the same Holy Spirit? That's what the apostles marvel at.
Yes, sir.
They said over at Cornelius, people of Italians. What, wait a minute. You give them the heart?
Yes.
Same Holy Spirit? How do you know? But he heard them speak with tongues and magnify y'all.
Oh,
goodness. That's what he said. What?
You got the same Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Oh, we know what you're doing now, sir.
We know exactly what you're doing now.
Come on. Man, don't give me this mess. Matthew 19:28. Come on, teach. Just go ahead and bring it. Man, we ain't gonna, man, I don't know if I break. We got a few minutes to bring it home. We're gonna bring it home. Try to. But I know one thing. We thumping this Bible.
Yes, sir. Indeed. God. Great book. Yes, sir.
We thumping this Bible. Come on.
You which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones.
Ooh, in the throne of the glory. And you're going to sit on the 12th throne doing what, though?
Judging the 12 tribes of Christianity.
Christianity only got one throne. Rome.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's good, T. need you to do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
Now, Acts 1, verse 16. You know, this is after his resurrection. Been seen by many men by many infallible proofs. Above 500. You follow me? Acts 1, 6. He has something that he said. Come on now. And notice, he's going to be judging the 12 tribes of Israel, not the 12 tribes of Christians. Come on, read, teach.
When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Master.
Master.
Will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?
The kingdom of who?
Israel.
Or the kingdom to?
Israel.
Kingdom to who?
Israel.
Kingdom to who?
Israel.
Kingdom to who?
Israel.
Read on.
And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power.
Read.
But you shall receive power.
That's what y'all need.
Yes.
That's what y'all need.
Come on.
Straightway, we can teach it.
Come on.
We can show it to you. Instead of being hypocritical, mocked, foolish, and being arrogant and think you understand and know you have no power to cast out devils.
No.
You have no power to heal. You have no power to deliver. You have no power to do. We can teach you.
Come on.
But you got to have the humility.
There it is.
But you're too arrogant to have humility. You trust in your vain education, which gets ripped down and tore down by these scriptures right here. How many times I made educated people look like fools? Educated fools. How many times went into the arena?
Yes,
tore their theological asses up. Y'all need to take them down to Greece, repent, and get your money back.
Yeah.
And hopefully that they will give y'all some little bit of mercy and stuff where you don't have to pay all that interest. Dumped down to an unprecedented level. Ooh, boy. Everybody all right? Y'all can handle this, right? If it's getting too hot, let us know. Let us know if it's getting too hot. Can y'all let us know if it's getting too hot? Let's pick up a time step. Let's go to 19. We'll cut this up a little bit, all right? Y'all Christians are false as hell. Show me any instructions in the whole of the entire Bible given the scriptures. He's looking at us. Here we go. We're coming back again.
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
So, quick question. Did you read the King James? Like, what Bible? Bible. Are we reading the same Bible?
So, each group is different here. But this particular group is King James.
Okay.
They are. Well, I'm just doing this to fix this real quick.
Yeah.
This particular group is a King James only version group. But there's some that are in different than that. But that is the.
Who made you Lord over us?
That's witness.
See, that is, teach you right, that is a false witness. Who told you we King James only? Hey, now, give me your Bible real quick. What chapter you from real quick?
New Revised Standard.
Brother McNally's got the New Revised Standard Version right there. That's what he read from. Give me that one.
Yep.
That first one right there. King James only. Dang. We read the Hallelujah Scriptures version as well. And then I just got business. These people need to send me some kickbacks. They need to send me some kickbacks, man. If y'all can get that away on that car, we'll have to get those scriptures version over there too, man. Man, look here. We also got the complete book. Look, brother, I would turn around and check, man. We got so many different translations we come from because y'all tried to confuse us years ago. Here's the Institute of Research of the Scriptures right here.
Yep.
Institute of Research, man. Yep. Don't y'all sit up and tell us. We got the 1611 King James right here.
Mm-hmm.
We got the New Living Translation. We got the American Standard Bible. And the American Standard Version. Don't sit up and tell us we... See, vocab act like that we personal brothers. You don't know a damn thing about us, liar. Stop lying on us. You don't know nothing about us.
Yes, sir.
We King James only. If we were King James only, we'd be just like y'all Christians, stupid as hell. Dumb as hell.
Man.
We'd be dumbed down to an unprecedented level if that was the case. Woo, Israel, y'all all right?
Yeah, all right.
Yes, sir.
Y'all good?
Yes,
sir. Let's get some scripture in here. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 18. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 18. Now, I'm sorry. Don't get mad at us because we use a lot of scripture. Don't get mad at us. Free teach.
In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land which that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers.
Y'all understand this, right? Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
The house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel. Mm-hmm. And when it's all said and done, and all Israel shall be what?
Saved,
right? Matter of fact, that's over in Romans 11, right? Verse 26, is that right? Romans 11, 26, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Mm-hmm. You don't say a damn thing about Christians being saved, since all Israel shall be saved.
Yep.
Luke chapter 1, verse 68 through 72. I done made some folk mad up in here.
Lord,
let me see how many people we still got left with us, man. Folk may be getting mad at us. I hope they ain't getting mad at us. You know what, man? So, I ain't going to do no more time steps, man, because this is nonsensical, man. This is comical. Let me turn around and get back over here. Where are we at? There we go. Let's get back over here with Israel. Let me turn. Yeah, there we go. Whew. Boy, that was a blessing right there. Whew. What I call? Luke 1? Read, teach. Read all the way to 72. We still, but you know what we're doing, right? We're tying everything back to Romans 9. Because vocab laid it all out, did he not?
He
did. We not agree with it?
Yes, sir.
He told the truth.
Yep.
You can't do nothing but agree when they tell the truth.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
He's actually trying to, in his speech, flip the script and trying to mock. And because the guy asked for a few things that was pertaining to it. Let me tell you something, high school football coach. You'd be better off getting away from that deceiver, that four-tongued serpent liar.
Yeah.
That you call a friend called vocab,
yeah.
You'd be better off DXing your ass from him and get the hell away from him and call him where Israel is.
Hallelujah.
But it's your choice, your decision.
Hallelujah.
Don't sit up there and think that you got it because you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Vocab ain't got it either.
Mm-hmm.
And when y'all try to sit up there and say that we're making mockery over here with the IUIC crowd, we're not making mockery of them. Our brothers are just deceived in some areas.
Yes, sir.
Last night, I watched a portion of a debate with Elazar against whatever that doctor name. Some doctor, some Jewish doctor. He tried, man, you know what that Jewish doctor did? He quoted a bunch of shit, but no sources. It's supposed to be a debate, you know, they're like doing this online shit. And I'm trying to be fair and balanced, right? Elazar had me until he tried to justify the 12 trial charge shit, which can't be justified. You can bend, distort everything else. But if I had to go off of what they said, actually in the debate in itself, I had to give it to Sakari. Michael Brown, that's his name, Michael Brown. Michael Brown. And mind you, Michael Brown and all them would have never even gave an Israelite the time of day 10 years ago. You know why? Because they believe they're the cream of the crop, just like Christianity was. But because everybody leaving Jewish and everybody leaving Christianity, these churches, they leaving, man. You seen that effeminate guy get up there? I don't know why, God, you devil.
Yeah.
The wicked shall do wicked, and none of the wicked shall understand. Hey, you're supposed to say that.
Mm-hmm.
That giveaway.
Yeah,
we know why. It's
Ain't no confusion over here.
No.
We're not trying to coddle and cater your ass.
Hallelujah.
Ooh-wee. Man, this is good.
Oh, yeah.
He said, freak. Yeah, he sure did, Pastor. Pastor Muir said he said, freak. He sure did. Yeah, he got to get his freak on. He go, you see this? Yeah, he said it. Look at it, though.
Yeah.
Look. Invite us to that church up there, Pastor. You call yourself a pastor. Invite us up there. We'll come. Straightway, we'll come. And I tell you what, boy. Whoa, you will see. And we ain't got to walk in that church and don't have to say a word. And you'll watch deliverance take place. You were there, Hebrews and Negro. Even amongst our own people, you saw what took place.
Yes, sir.
Well, us just walking in, not even saying that word. You see what took place?
Mm.
You experienced it. You saw it yourself.
Yes.
Come on. They're like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's God.
It's the sons of Israel. See, y'all ain't used to sons of Israel not being controlled by a bunch of skirts.
Say it.
Right.
Say it. Come on, bro.
I heard that only love. Some of that put a finger in Ron Dalton's face, something like that. I said, tell only love bring a fat ass over here and put a finger up in my face.
Oh, we. Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm. We ain't on no damn
women. We're going to rock that damn folk.
We ain't on no damn women, eh?
Hell no, ain't no damn women. No. Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. Listen,
yes, sir.
We're Israel.
Yes, sir.
I truly love our women.
Yes, sir.
I don't degrade our women in any way, shape, or form. We have the best wives, the best sisters on the face of planet Earth. We literally have the best.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yep. Our sisters are, how they doing in the intake?
Yeah.
All of them are.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All of them are.
Yes, Father. Thank you.
After you get out there, man, by the time I get finished going through these damn airports, looking at all these abominations, man, I tell you, you know what keeps me sane? Is when I can look over in my shadow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Come on, now. People trying to glorify faith.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Come on, Chef.
I get back to Israel. I have a sister. Listen, don't y'all get Pastor Dow wrong. I talk about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about all abominations, all sins. But don't mistake it. Mm-hmm. Pastor Dow, first of all, I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's ass what you got going on. I love you.
Yeah.
My sister.
I
love you. Because there's no better woman on the face of planet Earth than an Israelite.
Come on, Chuck! Hallelujah! Commandment!
There's no better woman.
Come on! Great!
No better woman.
Great, come on!
No! Better woman.
True. Come on. Come on, Chuck.
There's not one. There's not one.
Thank you.
I love my sister. And I'm telling you, let the time come when you got these pagans and nations think they're going to rise up on it. That rifle is coming off the wall.
Yes, sir.
Me and a brother ain't going to meet up.
Yeah.
We're going to be suiting and booting.
Hallelujah.
We're going to protect the cap.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to leave a couple of guys back that are nice sharpshooters.
Yes, sir.
To make sure that you're guarded and protected. Because it ain't up to y'all to do the fight for Israel.
Yeah.
We're going to protect what ours. You better believe it. Damn hypocritical-ass mobbers out here, man. And you brothers out there, damn niggas, you should be down, set up there, guarding your seed. What's in your lawn?
We
better put it in.
Come on!
Come
on, hell no. Boy, come on.
Come on.
Hell no.
Come on, Chef.
Come on.
Now, y'all need to hear this straight from Rabbi Dow, yourself.
Real power.
So, y'all get on us. I get on everybody.
Yes, sir.
I get on me. I get on the elders. I get on the pastors, the deacons, the brothers, the sisters, the children, everybody.
Yeah,
ain't nobody getting no pass.
Yes, sir.
But I know you Israel.
Yes, sir.
And I love you.
Yes, sir.
You better believe that. I love you.
Yes, sir.
I'm here for you.
Yes, sir.
And I'd help. What other ministry you gonna set up and find than when you have someone that is a widow? The ministry absorb them and take care of them.
Right?
True.
Then when a husband decides to abandon them, the ministry absorb them and take care of them. What else? All you people out there talking all this shit. Especially you damn Christians.
Yeah.
I keep telling these people ain't Israel. Mm-mm. Just like Jubilee said, people, this commandment ain't been given to y'all. No, it'll be given to us.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to make sure we preserve our seed.
Yes.
Preserve our sisters too.
Yes.
Because that's the only place that we can actually put seed into and get real Israelites.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You preach properly.
Because all that shit puts seed in and shoot up and defiles and dies.
Yep.
That's fact.
Mm-hmm.
Our sister's going to raise the children after our.
Yes.
Our mind.
Yes, sir.
Which is the mind of Yah. Yes, Yah give it to us.
Yep.
They're going to rear them in the fear of Yah, the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High.
Yes.
No. I want all y'all sisters to hear straight from Pastor that I love you.
Yes.
That don't mean I still ain't going to rebuke you. I'm going to rebuke you.
Love. Yes. Hallelujah.
I rebuke you because I rebuke myself.
Is it?
Wow.
Now love me some meat.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Where we at?
Luke 68.
We still on 168? Go ahead, teacher. We'll let you read off a little bit. Come on.
Blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us.
Now, mind you, he said he has visited and redeemed his people. Let's see if his people are Christians or Israelites. Read on.
Has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David.
Come on.
As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began.
You know, it's always going back to the beginning, though. It always goes back to the beginning. Y'all know that?
Yes,
from the very beginning. Come on.
That we should be saved from our enemies.
So salvation is not only us being filled with the Holy Spirit. So y'all can be able to transform us in a moment until we get out of the last trump, but he's also going to save us from our what?
Enemies.
So why you think over in Revelation 12, he got a place prepared for her in the wilderness. He don't do the same thing he did in the time of the Exodus. He got a place prepared. He got a physical salvation and a spiritual salvation.
Yes, sir.
Y'all is not forsaking us any way, shape, or form. Come on.
And from the hand of all that hate us.
So don't worry about his vocab. Y'all going to deliver us from you and the high school football coach.
Mm-hmm.
High school football coach, you need to repent.
Yeah.
You need to repent. I'm starting to worry about that vocab, though. That's too much attention. I don't like when men give me that kind of damn attention, though, man, because there's something wrong.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I think the only good thing is he way over there, I'm over here.
Yes, sir. Because
I'm telling you, man, if you and I were face to face, you won't like my speech. I'd be asking you, are you some type of damn sweet thing or something? How you give a man that kind of damn attention? You don't even give a woman that kind of attention. Mm-hmm. You talk more about me than you do a woman. Do you even got a woman?
Mm. Uh-oh. Here it is. Come on, chef.
No, this shit's disturbing, man.
Not real. Yes, sir.
Pastor Mew say he is fun dip. I love Israel, boy.
Yeah.
Is it going to be nice to see our family again?
Yes.
Man,
we got close to 1,000 people gonna be here for Passover. Including all the people on the other side of the camera.
Yep.
And we got Israelite women that's not gonna be here because either they're in purification or they're getting ready to be due. My people staying back, man. Got birthed the seed of Israel because I'm gonna slow this down just for a second, all right. I want y'all to listen. We already know that Satan is going to get the majority of the people. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, friends, foes, enemies alike, people of Israel, if we don't get righteous Israelites putting righteous seed into righteous field, the woman.
True.
They're going to breed righteousness right out of the earth.
Truth. That is so true.
Did y'all hear what I just said?
Sir, yes, sir.
And the one reason why they're opposed to biblical marriage, because it is the one thing that will bring about the seed of Israel,
mm-hmm.
just like the Egyptian fear.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yes,
true. Y'all sisters better get over y'all damn little small-ass Roman challenges.
Mm-hmm. Won't be lively. Yes.
I said to my side the other day, I said, they said if a man has desire for more than one woman, consort, wife, concubine, or whatever, he has a lust problem. I said, really? I said, okay. So what about great-grandma that only had granddaddy, and she had 18 children? Did they have a lust problem? Because in this generation today, up what we're against, you can't even get four women together to produce 18 children.
That's true.
Talk to me. Come on, somebody talk to me now.
All right.
Because to have 18 children, grandma had to be on her back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmama and granddad had to be throwing it down in monogamy. Y'all hear me? That's because all the hell y'all think about is sex.
Yep.
Y'all think it's a damn holy grail.
Come on, sir.
What about righteous seed?
Come on.
I'm not going to live forever. You ain't going to live forever.
Uh-huh.
We got to be able to reach somebody in the ways of Yahweh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jesus.
Now, I'm talking to us now,
man. Yes,
you are. But see, now they want us to subject our children, put them out there in that damn public food system to be subject to all these damn predators who can't produce no damn seed. They want the holy seed.
Yeah.
No, we better remain set apart.
Yeah.
I mean, and be fruitful and multiply.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes, that's
the
thing.
And don't raise no unprofitable children. No set up there talking about you raising Israel and you and your wife is at each other's damn throat.
Come on, we.
Damn house full of nothing but confusion.
Mm.
Discord. You don't bring no child in no environment like that.
No, no.
I want y'all sisters to get y'all damn head out of damn gutter. You here for a righteous reason.
Definitely.
We're going to go over numbers again. One and numbers three. We're going to show the people the consensus of Israel.
Yes, exactly.
Because people, they let things slip. You know, somebody asked me the other day, he said, Pastor Dow, man, you ain't did a newsletter in a while. I said, oh, yeah, really. I said, but I've been doing a hell of a lot of videos.
That is true.
I've been doing a hell of a lot of preaching.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we miss your newsletter. Listen to that preaching. Listen to that teaching. Watch them videos. I don't have time to sit down. Before, I had time to sit down and write newsletters. And that ain't no easy task. Because my newsletter's got to be on point. Because I ain't like, I watched that fat white man on Jason Whitlock. Oh, yes! like there's justification for the damn first day of the week for Christian with your lying ass. Are you following me?
Yeah.
I watched that. Ain't no damn justification. See, he can say something, everybody's supposed to believe it. If I write something or say something, it's got to be proven by proof text. You got to have sources. It's got to be. No. Otherwise, you.
Got to
have witness. Yeah. That's even amongst my own people. Even at that, they struggle to believe. I am a man, a preacher, that understands when Yahshua said a prophet is without honor except in his own country amongst his own people. I don't get no honor at all. I got a natural family 70 miles down the road down here. How many are listening for? Zero. Zero. But don't worry about it. I got the family, though. I got family. Y'all family. I don't concentrate on them. Y'all know me, man. I'll drive 500 miles just to see an Israelite, and I won't even drive 70 miles to see one of them damn people. Not at all. I know them that are his. I know my family. I know the family is going to be with me in the kingdom. I have sons. It's amazing. He said in that same chapter over in Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Let me go over there real quick. Don't lose your place over there. Stay there. And everyone, verse 29, that have forsaken houses, brothers, sisters, or fathers, or mothers, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake, shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. And then over in Mark, verse 29. And Jesus said unto them, 10:29, verily I say unto you, there is no man that have left houses, or brothers, or sisters, fathers, or mothers, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake in the gospel, but shall receive a hundredfold now.
Yes.
In this time.
Yes, sir.
Houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children. I know they left their wives.
Yep.
Lands. With persecutions. With what?
Persecutions.
Persecutions. And in the world to come, eternal life.
Yes.
And, but the many, that a first shall be last, and last shall be first. Oh, we good. Any good time? Good. But, well, I mean good.
Yes, sir.
I mean good, because I believe what the Messiah said.
Yes, sir.
He said everyone that have.
Yep.
And I can tell you, teacher, you can bear witness, have we not received a hundredfold?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
I got more houses than I could ever bank on. I could travel all over this world and still have a place to lay my head in an Israelite home. I go to England, have a place to lay my head. Germany, Japan, Philippines, Alaska, Mexico, Canada, Hawaii. Are y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
England. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Huh? Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Kenya.
Yes, sir.
Nigeria. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Have a place to lay my
head. Yes.
That's not including all the states that are associated with in America.
Right. Yes, sir.
And y'all worried about if somebody street preaching, I preach that, damn it. Jamaica. Preach that, damn it. Preach that. That's the real word of truth.
That is.
Oh, man, we're a little bit late. So where we at, teacher? Where we at?
Luke 1:72.
Ah, let's read that. Luke 1, verse 72.
To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
To remember his
covenant.
Now, mind you, that's New Testament, right?
Yep.
We're supposed to remember his holy covenant.
Yes.
Christianity say what? Do away with the Holy Covenant, right? So which one are we going to do?
Remember the Holy Covenant.
Now, last one. They asked us, or they asked vocab, and they said, so you there, Michael Israel, check this out. They said, that Michael Israel was leading into talking about one of the Israelite camps, IUIC, because one of them went and shot and killed a transformer in the face. And I made the statement and said, you've been better off going to get a prostitute. That didn't mean, see, they twist my intent. That didn't mean go get a prostitute. I said, at least with a prostitute, you already know what you got.
Right.
But when you got a transformer looking like this, put that picture up. Look at her. Come on. You see that? That is a man. Y'all hear me? That is a man. And you a man in the club. You a man on the street on the beat. You see that? You think you done hit jackpot. Next thing you know, you up here kissing her head, your tongue down a damn man throat. Then you get up there to the foot wall and you raise up that, put up again. You raise up that, and next thing you know, you got somebody down there got some plumbing like you do. No wonder. You see what I'm talking about? So to avoid all that confusion, and y'all get mad at me for bringing it out. See what I'm saying? You get out here in this world, and you meeting up with men that look like that? They're plastic surgery. They're getting implants.
Yep.
They're plucking, they're tucking, they're shaving, they're taking drugs to become as thin as they get. That right there, I don't give a damn what nobody say. In my eyes, after the flesh, that's a good-looking woman. But I know that there's a man. And they're doing everything possible. And then you turn around and they've done everything, they can't pay for the most expensive surgery, which is that. Then what do? That's why you need to come out. That's why, as Israel, you should be in no clubs.
I mean, yes, sir.
You shouldn't have your ass out on the street.
Come on, you know, chef. Yes, sir.
So you got to have that experience to figure out what you're doing is disgusting. Which, if you was in Israel, if you was following God's law, statutes, and commandments like you say you are, you wouldn't be in these damn places.
Yes, sir.
Where people are suspect. It's getting so damn hard today with that damn makeup, which the scriptures warn us against.
Yes, sir.
It's getting so hard that you can't even tell. Hardly in the streets in the city a man from a woman. You can't even hardly tell. And then you wonder why did this guy pull a gun and shoot this person in the face? Can you imagine how that would affect you as a man? I think y'all for living set apart.
Praise God. Praise God.
I'm going to stay out here where the sheep and the goats is,
yes,
and the cows.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to stay out here where our women have natural beauty. They don't
that
need
is.
No enhancements.
Praise
they don't need
God.
No makeup.
Praise God.
We know that they're women.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
They look good to us without that shit on.
Yep. Yes, sir.
They look real good to us without that
yes,
shit on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But see, just like Samson, oh, yeah, he loved that damn makeup of Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
Cost him his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all end up turning it around. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Hey, listen. An Israelite woman who don't have no makeup, why she's still natural beauty, I kid you not, I promise you, as mother girl, I've always told her, you ain't got to wear that shit. And I wasn't even redeemed. I was just a young man. You ain't got to wear that shit. You ain't doing it for me. Because I don't get to see your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work. I'm over here. You over there. I don't get to see your ass. Oh, you ain't wearing it. You can't be wearing that shit for me. I used to talk like that as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You start wondering, who the hell you trying to drop? Well, I got to look professional. Professor, my ass, you just going to get a paycheck. He looking down, professor. I can't go get your ass off job. Come on. How about that? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
rather see my sister, our sisters in that natural beauty.
Yeah.
And it's that made up shit. Because I showed y'all these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They could take some of the damn grotesque looking things and appeal to the flesh.
Right.
And you think you got, you think you done hit jackpot, man. You done, ooh. In that case, man, So y'all see Israel? I'm talking about y'all Israelite sisters. See the reason why I'm talking about? Man, love yourself.
Yes.
Come on. Woo! If a spirit ministers to your mind, I said earlier today, stay under my covenant. Don't leave it. Stay under my covenant.
Yes.
Don't leave it. Naturally or spirit, just stay under. If you stay under it, you'll be protected.
Yes.
You go out from under the umbrella, you're subject to every damn thing, every temptation, every vile thing is going to attack you. But if you stay under this protect, you're good. Y'all good with the broadcast? Y'all, everybody good?
Hallelujah.
Learn a lot?
Yes.
Everybody good in the chat room? All y'all good in Israel? Well, let's see. So we had a reaction to the reaction. Let's see how Bo Crab Malone answer this one. Since he act like he's a subject matter expert on us, don't even know us. How arrogant can you be to do that, though? That's presumptuous, isn't it? Now, the book says somebody that's presumptuous like that, they self-will.
Right. Yes.
By the way, Elder Kabir had a daughter.
Oh, hallelujah.
Get to raise a daughter in the law, statutes, and commandments, and the fear of the Most High God. The elder told me flat out, see, now I get the opportunity, he said opportunity, and the chance to raise a daughter to prepare her for a husband.
Yes.
He said, and I ain't gonna lie, and get a good bride price.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor Muir had twins.
Hallelujah.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
So did. Boy, a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about
righteous
seed.
Yes, sir.
Righteous seed.
Yes, sir.
Believe, you know what? Sooner or later, we got to believe what we're representing. Somehow we got to get the devil kicked out of us, kicked out of our brothers. So we got to.
Yes.
But I tell you what, man, I'm looking forward to this year.
Yes, sir.
For this damn dead season.
Yeah.
This damn dead season. Just a little bit. This damn dead season has just been, ooh, mercy me. I'm looking forward to new beginnings.
Yes.
Because on record, wait till I'm gonna share this with y'all. Let me see, what can I do? I can't do it first day. I'm going to do it. I'm going to set a time. I'm going to put it on the calendar. If I don't set a time, I won't be able to talk to you. I'm going to let all the brothers at Straightway and surrounded Straightway, everything exactly what's going on. You know why? So you may hear and fear. Y'all's good.
Y'all's
good. So anyway, Israel, we thank y'all for being with us tonight. Thank you, Brother Israel, for the pictures and everything. All of Israel, everything that y'all do, it does not go unnoticed. But I tell you what, all this damn foolishness that some of y'all has got going on, I told y'all. Didn't I tell you there's going to be a lot of changes taking place?
Yes,
there's going to be a lot of changes. You'll see. Watch me. Mark my words.
Yes, sir.
Most people, you don't never hear me talk like that much. But when you do hear me talk like that, you see it. It's coming.
Yes,
I promise it is. It's coming. It's coming because of what I discern and what's been revealed because of what I discern and stuff. I can tell you it's coming. But most people are so stupid, they don't even take heed. They simply don't take heed. Everybody ain't dumb on purpose like a lot of us out here. They ain't stuck in the dang proverbial sand. Some of us are living above our flesh and serving the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
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 All right. So, brothers, double honor, leadership, looking forward to our first Passover, Brother Ty.
the way Yah is searching and me praising him, the Ark, Straightway, Arkansas. I don't know who that is. Maybe Elder Doug can tell us who it is. Looking forward to seeing it then. He must have got approved by Elder Doug, so hallelujah. All right, with that said, hey, bless y'all, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, the mighty, overcoming name, while soon coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom, Israel. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Be the Father's will. I believe it is his will. Until then, may the peace and shalom of the Most High Yah be with you is my prayer. Shabbat Shalom, Israel. King coming.
Call, brother.